Yeah, we're live.
Well, hey, what's up, everybody? It's Tuesday. We're live. We're coming not from PyHop Studio today. We have some serious construction going on. If you guys are friends with me on Snapchat, you might have saw the Snapchat that I posted of the studio build-out, what it looks like, what it's going to be like. We have a lot of really cool, exciting things to come. So today we're at home. It's Tuesday night. As you can see, me and Chris, we're going to handle our business. We have an amazing guest coming on in about 10 minutes at 7:15. I hope you guys all tune in and listen to what this guy said. A brave, brave person stood up when the audio went down and he belted out the anthem, probably better than I do in the shower, after 12 beers and a shot of Jack Daniels.
That's it. I mean, what an incredible, like, just an incredible moment. It gave me goosebumps. And I think anytime you see anything with the national anthem, that's great. But in times like these, Ray, where, you know, we need some positivity in the world, and this guy just – he belted out the national anthem. What an awesome job he did. Our guest, Trenton Brown, he's going to be joining us in a few minutes. Ray, what do we got on the slate tonight? I know, like Ray said, guys, we're in a little bit of a different situation tonight. The studio's getting some upgrades, and they're working on it as we speak right now. So we're doing this from our homes. And this is kind of a new thing for us right now. So Ray, we got obviously Trenton Brown. We're going to be talking to him quite a bit. And then we're going to recap some football. We're going to talk about the NFC East, the beasts of the East. We're going to talk about Ohio State and that situation that's going on right now.
Yeah.
And then we're also going to touch on this guy's the Helms Media Group, which obviously Do Not Sports, News Rocky. We are a part of the Helms Media Group, and we have a really special thing going on this week. It started yesterday. We are actually doing a Rescue Christmas holiday dinner drive. That is from December 7th until the 11th, okay? The 12th. That's my fault. It's at the bottom of the screen. We are going to post the link in the comments section of this shortly so that you guys can donate online if you would like. We have over 100 families in the city of Norwich, guys, that need food for the holidays. It's really important to us. It's really important to the Helms Media Group. We want to see those families have a nice meal for the holidays, and we're actually going to be down there. I'm going to be actually working. It is brought to you by the Helms Media Group, Back the Blue, Norwich Police Department. I'm actually going to be working on Friday during the day. I'm going to be down there. I'm going to stop down there while I'm working, say hi to everybody. If you guys can make it down to City Hall, which is at 100 Broadway in Norwich, to donate some food, whether it's a gift card, food, whatever. We'll take whatever we can get for these families that need some food for the holidays. So it's really important to us. I will post the link in the comments here shortly. So that way, if you can't make it down, if you can make even a small donation, that would be really great. So Helms Media Group Rescue Christmas Holiday Dinner Drive is happening now. And if you don't follow it, it's on our Facebook pages. It's on the Do Not Sports page. You can get it on there. And the link is also posted on the Helms Media Group Facebook page as well. But we'll post it in the comments momentarily. So, you know, we're really excited about that. We're really excited to help the community out.
Yeah, we're going to be down there Friday all day long, the 11th.
Yep.
We'll be down there Friday taking whatever you guys want to bring in. I mean, it's that time of year, man. Let's help those who, can't help themselves. Or let's face it, we've all been down this year, down some path that we might not want to have gone down or taken. But you know what? It is what it is. It's the holidays. It's the giving season. So,
yeah.
Let's help those families. So it's a great cause. And I'm proud to be part of this whole journey with the Helms Media Group. So,
yeah, it's for a great cause, guys, and especially since, you know, with COVID-19 and everything going on right now, it's really difficult for a lot of people. I mean, you know, fortunately for some of us, we have jobs still, and I know many people that have been laid off. I know many people that don't have a job right now and are just really struggling because of COVID-19 or for any other reason. But this is our way to say thank you for those people who are still working, first responders, medical staff, doctors, nurses. We appreciate all you guys during all of this, and we want to be able to help give back to the community. So we are based out of Norwich. I'm a police officer in Norwich. We're from the area, so we really want to make sure that we give back as much as we can. So real quick, guys, Ray, you want to give a quick rundown to those who are watching about our guest here coming up momentarily?
Yeah, Trenton Brown. So our colleague Kevin Schoolcheck sent me a video link to Mr. Trenton Brown. He's like, you guys need him on your show. So being the investigator that I am, I clicked on the link.
Facebook investigator.
I did some Facebook, I don't say stalking because I did it very professionally. And, you know, I saw his name was Trenton Brown and Vicky Brown was tagged. So I want to say thank you to Mrs. Vicky Brown for giving us the opportunity to connect with her husband. She's been great. I reached out to her. I sent her a message, explained who we were. And we're going to have an interview with him today. He is the man who he got up and he sang the national anthem when the speakers were down. Apparently, the sound guy was a little frustrated that he couldn't get the anthem to play. We all know how important the anthem is before a game, as there's been so much controversy, and we're not going to get into that part of it. We are going to go into the part that we love, and that is that they are standing and they are singing. And I mean, this guy just came up and he took care of business, and it was pretty cool. I mean, you get goosebumps watching it. But just to, like, you know, come off the bench, right? He's literally coming off the bench as a parent in the stands, you know, and he decides that I'm gonna sing this. And I guess he had a little encouragement from his wife, and you know, she gets a shout out for that. But dude, he killed it. He killed it. He destroyed it. I mean, in a great way. And if you guys haven't seen it, we posted on – it's on the top of the Do Not Sports page. It's there. Just give it a listen. But make sure you follow it to the end, because the end is what really – is not the only thing that grabbed my attention. But this dude finishes singing the national anthem. He sits down. He grabs his bag of popcorn, and he starts eating popcorn like –
It's not
a big deal. He's like a boss. This dude was like a boss. He handled the business, and they said, "You know what? Let me eat some salty popcorn after I, you know, just." I mean, he didn't have any warm up water or juice or whatever these singers sing before they go do the national anthem. He slayed it.
And I mean, think about it, Ray. People, they say like the national anthem is one of the most difficult songs to sing. One, because it's an incredible amount of pressure. I mean, you've seen celebrities and like singers, like, you know, professional singers sing this song and screw it up and mess up the words. They can't get the notes right. Like Trenton, you know, he was on CNN, New York Times. You know, he's kind of been all over the map, and like he killed it, man. It was amazing. It was amazing. And to do it at your son's basketball game, like, that's a big deal. So,
and his kid's a freshman. I guess his kid's a freshman. So, yeah. I kind of want to know, like, what's the buzz in the school? And did he go from like a, I don't know. And they're out in Ohio, first of all. Okay.
Yeah.
They live in Ohio, Waverly, Ohio, I believe, the Waverly Tigers. They played, I forget the other team's name. And I hope
they played Portsmouth West.
Portsmouth West. Yep. I mean, it's a pretty cool story. It's a great story. This guy has over a million views on Facebook.
It's crazy.
As he deserves it. I mean, he deserves it. I mean, you know, how much courage do you have to do that?
It's incredible. Well, we talk about courage, and you ask how much courage it takes. We're going to bring Trenton on right now.
Awesome.
He's going to be joining us. So stand by for a second. And there he is, folks. We got Mr. Trenton Brown here. I'm going to get the screen set up so you're not just looking at me. There we go. So, Trenton, welcome to the Ray Bones and Otto Show. Thank you so much for joining us, man. This is awesome.
Hey, cool. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. So Trenton, this situation that you've been put in, man, is pretty incredible. My brother-in-law, Ray, sent me the link, and he's like, man, this is an incredible story. We got to try and get this guy on the show. And I'm going to be honest with you. You're kind of like – a celebrity status right now. I mean, you got like 1.5 million views. The performance was amazing. And for those that didn't get a chance to see it, check out our Facebook page. The video is incredible. And it's awesome, man. You're like kind of, you're in a way, you're kind of a hero to us, man, because the national anthem obviously is the national anthem. And
right.
To see you do something like that when the audio goes down and you step up for not only for your son and for the school, but for your country too. So we appreciate you being here. And thank you again for everything, man. This is awesome.
Hey, no problem.
Awesome. Ray, right, go ahead. I know you got some questions lined up for him.
You ready for the 101 questions?
Yeah. Let's get her going, I guess.
No, we're not doing that. First off, I mean, how does it feel to be an internet sensation? I mean, just to go from, you know, not to say that you're not a sensation where you're at. I'm sure your wife thinks you are, but.
Nah, I doubt that.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, how does it feel, man? I mean, it's got to be pretty cool to have all these people, like, reaching out to you or, you know, to her to try to get in contact with you. I mean, what's that like?
Yeah, it's kind of surreal. I mean, yep. Who would have ever thought, you know, and, you know, when it happened, it just happened what happened. It wasn't, you know, nothing big. And then all of a sudden, it just started blowing up. And at first, I started giving my son some crap about it. And, I said, we know who the real star was, you know, wink, wink. And that was, when it was like a couple thousand views, you know, most people was our friends and stuff. And, then it just went crazy. And I was just taken back. It's kind of weird.
It's awesome, man. Have you heard from your son at all? Like, you know, what's the buzz going around school? Because is he a freshman?
No, he's a senior.
Oh, he's a senior.
Yeah.
He's a senior, even better. He's gonna have no problem getting a prom date. So
he ain't got no problem with that anyway.
Good. That's awesome. Great. So what's the buzz like going around the school, man? It's gotta be, what's it like?
Yeah, well, all his buddies, you know, they're always at the house and hanging out and everything. So they're giving me a little bit of crap too.
all in good fun, right?
Yeah, it's all fun.
So Trenton, tell us a little bit about what happened, right? So the video that we see now, it starts off and you just start belting away and you did an amazing job. And tell us a little bit about the scenario. I know you were there for your son's basketball game. Tell us a little bit about the high school and kind of like, you know, what the game obviously was, it's a basketball game, obviously. So the audio goes out, what was the scenario like? Was it a big game? Was it an important game? Tell us a little bit about how the night went up to that point.
Well, it was it's the first game of their senior season, of Zeke's senior season. So, it's, you know, pretty big game for him at least. Nothing special though. I mean, me and my wife and other son had done a little bit of shopping earlier that day and grabbed a bite to eat and got ready and went down to the game. And, I went and got my traditional popcorn and Diet Mountain Dew.
Listen, we're going to
become famous.
We're going to get into that popcorn.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah. I grabbed some popcorn for my wife and I, and we sat down and watching the warm ups and was just, you know, waiting for the game to start. And then when the time for the national anthem come on, the announcer, you know, gave a speech about we live in the greatest country in the world, which we do. And then we stood up and stood at attention to the flag, and they were waiting for the music to play, and they couldn't get it to play. So we sat there and sat there where I stood there for a long time until finally my wife kind of nudged me, and she says, "Won't you just sing it?" I'm like, "All right, you know, what could it hurt? I've embarrassed myself way worse in other ways." So
listen, man.
What could it hurt? So, just started singing, and that's why I'm talking to you guys.
I mean, you just started singing like last week, last month. You've been singing for a few years, just in the college.
We've had a fairly musical family. Okay. You know, so you know, music's been in my blood for a while, but so.
Is there any like certain artist or, you know, whether it's country singer, rock singer that you kind of might inspire you a little bit to just jump out there and do that? Or how,
yeah, how if you're going to pin me down to an artist, it's Eric Church.
Okay. I mean, I got to admit, I was listening to you sing and I'm watching the video and I'm like, man, this guy would sound really good on like a Blake Shelton album, or, you know, he's definitely got that country vibe to him. You know, so that's great. So tell us a little bit about, you've been singing for a while. You said you have a musical family. Is this like a musical family? Like you guys sing karaoke on the weekends, or you guys actually, you know, you play instruments and sing together and stuff like that. Tell us a little bit about that.
We play instruments. My dad is a phenomenal guitar, and he's a bluegrass guy. So he's a banjo player as well. Nice. And, he's always been a an artist when it comes to instruments and stuff. And that's where I picked it up from. I started playing guitar when I was about 14, 15 years old.
Nice.
That's the only way I could get into girls was a guitar.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
So
I wish I've been playing guitar now.
I've been playing, you know, guitar and singing. And my biggest thing is I love to write music, but, you know, most of them just sit collecting dust on my computer.
That's awesome.
That's right. Hey, yeah, you know what? It might be time, you know, here pretty soon. You might be breaking those songs out and singing for real here pretty soon, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't ever want to sing. Blake Shelton can take one of my songs and send me some mailbox money. I'd do that.
That'll work.
Listen, are you familiar with TikTok at all?
No, I don't have Facebook, TikTok. I have a YouTube.
We have TikTok. I feel like, you know, there's an opportunity with this TikTok thing, the way that national anthem ended. And you pick the label of popcorn or Diet Mountain Dew, and they're going to do something with you. I mean, I can just see the meme throwing on the sunglasses, like with a cigar or something, just sitting down.
Thug life or whatever it is.
Thug life. That's it. Yeah. Dude,
thug life, man. That was that was like one of the best parts. The whole thing was phenomenal from beginning to end. I absolutely love the popcorn at the end. I'm like, wow, this dude's a boss, man. So yeah,
I shared it on our Facebook page, and we also have an Instagram page. And I had a handful of people message me and were like, hey, listen, that dude can sing. Like, that's great that you guys are going to have him on. And I'm like, yeah, it's pretty great, isn't it? And he goes, but one of the best parts about that was that he just sat down on the bleachers, grab his popcorn and just act like nothing happened. And I don't really like popcorn, man. I mean, so do I. I get it. Trust me. I get it. I mean, I'll tell you what though, the feedback and I've, you know, my wife watched the video a bunch of times. She's watching right now. She's super excited, that we got you, to come on and join us. But, you know, the sound goes down, your wife just nudges you. Did you have any nerves? I mean, people say that the national anthem is one of the toughest songs to sing. It's a lot of pressure. You know, usually it's at a big event, a sports game, a concert, whatever. Were the butterflies going a little bit, or was this just something you're like, ah, you know what? I'm just going to count it out and just go for it.
I've never sang the national anthem in front of anybody. So I think the only reason I really was able to sing is I've heard it, and my daughter actually has sang it at some sporting events, but I've never done it. So the way it transpired, I really didn't have time to be nervous. I wasn't thinking about it. And then all of a sudden, you know, my wife said, go ahead and do it. And I did it. About halfway through it, I'm like, oh, crap, you're really doing this, aren't you?
There's no turning back.
No turning back now. So,
what were your feelings when you were done? Were you kind of like a little shaky in the hands? Like, or was it just like, whatever?
It was kind of whatever, you know. Yeah.
Was there anything in your Mountain Dew?
Huh?
Was there anything in your Mountain Dew? Was there any, like, liquid?
No, unfortunately, no. There should have been.
You were just doing the Dew, man. You were doing the Dew. Come on. That's awesome.
I see a Mountain Dew sponsorship heading this guy's way pretty soon. I'm just saying.
Yeah, if I can get some a year's supply of Diet Mountain Dew, it'd be awesome.
Listen, I don't think that's really a lot to ask at this point. If that's what you're asking for, I'm sure somebody can make that work for you.
If that's it, yeah. If that's it.
Not bad.
That was awesome. Great job with that. We loved it. And I mean, we have a lot of people watching right now.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. It's really cool that we have you on. Let me ask you a sports question. And I'm going to ask you about the Buckeyes. You're from Ohio and you're a Buckeye fan.
Yes.
How do you feel about them only playing 5 games and then still sliding into the Big Ten championship? Do you think that they're well deserving of that, even though they did not hit that 6-game minimum? Because that's kind of a big thing right now.
The 6-game. I mean, you're in the coronavirus, and it's just uncharted territory. Everything's unprecedented right now.
Yep, you're right.
So, you know, them trying to be safe and canceling some games, I still think, you know, they're best team in the Big Ten easy.
Yeah.
And we'll see about the nation. But, yeah, I think they deserve it.
I agree. I got to be honest, I'm not the biggest Ohio State fan.
if you end up going back and watching some of our episodes, Ray is not he's not a big Ohio State fan, and that's okay. That's okay. You know,
that's all
right. Spencer, we all like our teams. I don't have a specific college team. I'm like I kind of cater towards the SEC. But that's just me. But you know, I love the way Indiana was playing this year. I would have loved to have seen them maybe sneak in. Ohio State is just. They're Ohio State. I mean, Ryan Day, he's a, you know, New Hampshire guy. I watched him play his senior year. My buddy played at UNH, so it was cool to watch him play. So, I mean, I'll secretly root for Ohio State. I won't tell anybody. So, when he's watching, you know, whatever it is, what it is. You'll be the only ones to know. But I do agree, and I think Ohio State should be in that game. They're a great team. They're phenomenal. Justin Fields, love the guy. So, but it's cool to hear, you know, what your perspective is being out in that area. I mean, are you close to Columbus or is it a little bit of a drive?
A little bit of a drive. I mean, we're an hour and a half south of Columbus is where Waverly is. So if you went due south for an hour and a half, you'll find Waverly.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not even that far. That's not far to drive to go to a game. It takes us 2 hours to get to Gillette, you know, Fenway, maybe a little bit longer to get to Yankee Stadium. We're right in the middle. We're right by the two major casinos over here, Mohegan Sun and Foxwoods. I don't know if you've heard of either one. If you ever come out to New England, you know, we have some nice areas. Mystic's beautiful. You know, and, you know, Stonington. There's a lot of great places, Norwich, New London. But I did have another question for you, and that was regarding, you know, you just spoke of COVID-19. How is it affecting, you know, your seasons out there as far as obviously they played in a basketball game? I don't believe our children are doing that. They've had a one-touch flag football all summer. You know, did you guys play full contact football out there? Like, what's COVID life like out in Ohio?
Yeah, we played a limited schedule for football. It was six games, and there was only a limited – I think we was at 15% of stadium capacity wherever you were. That's all the tickets that you were allowed to have. You know, the bleachers were corridored off to where you wasn't allowed to sit, but every other row, families had their spots, you know, so say Zeke Brown, on a certain spot on the bleacher, and you had to sit with each, your family had to stay together. So, I mean, they did it safely, but they still had a season, which was good because actually this is my son's, it was his senior season, and I hated to see it. We have a huge, huge, football town. I mean, everybody goes crazy over football. The stands are packed, and you know, there's every touchdown, there's a big party popper going off or something. You know, it's a cool environment. So I hate that he missed out on some of that.
Yeah.
But there was still a lot of fanfare there, you know, what could be. And this year they went deep into the playoffs, which was great. They had one of their best years. So
awesome. Now what's the capacity? What's the normal game like? How many fans show up to a high school football game?
Oh man, the stadium, the bleachers on the home team is always packed. If I had to guess, I would say there's capacity of maybe 2,000 on the home team side, maybe not that, maybe 1,500, and they're stacked up. Yeah,
no, that's great.
So your son, if I remember reading the article correctly, you guys call him Zeke. Is that for short?
Yeah. Ezekiel, his Bible name, Ezekiel was nice. His name, and we call him Zeke for short.
Nice. So, like so Zeke is a senior at Waverly, or is it Portsmouth? Yes.
Waverly High. Yeah, Waverly.
So he's a senior at Waverly. He plays, obviously, he plays basketball. He plays football. Is that correct, too?
Oh, yeah. He just like I said, he finished his senior year. He just signed a full ride offer with Tiffin College, and he'll be going to Tiffin playing football again.
That's great. You actually stole my question from me. I was going to ask if he had gotten any offers or if he was planning on playing at the next level. And you said what college was he signed to?
Tiffin University. It's a little D2 school up north Ohio. So
that's great. That's fantastic. And you
one
said
more in your pocket.
I know.
What position does he play?
Linebacker.
Linebacker. Nice.
Middle, outside.
Middle.
Middle, nice.
Nice.
You like to bang heads then, huh?
He does. He hits hard.
Yeah. Good, man. That's great. So
I still got him convinced that I could take him, but I'm not sure.
Well, you know what? You're a father. There's always that scare from the father.
Yeah, you gotta use that father tactic. Yeah.
Listen, man, absolutely. My dad did it to me, and I'm like, all right, well, I don't mess with dad. Like, if you were to talk NFL, you're like a big Cleveland guy now? Or, I mean, not now, but have you been? I mean, Cleveland's kind of
never was. I mean, I never was a Cleveland fan. I got friends that are, and you know, the diehards, I respect to them because this is their first winning season. How long? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm 2005 maybe, or
yeah,
something like that. It's been a while. I saw that the other day. So you don't really swing either way as far as, you know, Cincinnati or Cleveland or.
If I had to be a fan, it'd be Cincinnati, and I'm not even sure why.
you like the icky shuffle.
Yeah. That's what I grew up with.
Right. So
yeah, I grew up when Cincinnati went to the, I think it was their only Super Bowl, the 49ers.
49ers, yeah.
Yeah, I actually it was on a Wednesday? It was on a Wednesday, wasn't it? Or was it Sunday night? Sunday night. I'm sorry. It was Sunday night. And that was the only time my dad let me skip church was when the Bengals went to the 49ers Super Bowl.
Yeah. There you go. There you go.
Yeah, I can't remember. I might have been, I don't know how old I was, 12, 13 years old, something like that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So what are so tell us a little about real quick about, I mean, have you, I mean, in all seriousness, I mean, you have a great voice. Has there been any interest from any like recording labels or anybody reached out and said, hey, you know, kind of throw anything your way yet? Nothing like that yet?
My wife's got a couple people that she told me about and I haven't talked to them yet, but you know how that goes. It's probably just a bunch of garbage, but we'll see.
Hey, man, you never know.
You never know.
Hey, listen, we thought it was great. There was no warm-up. You absolutely slayed it. The internet loves it. Everybody's going crazy over it. So all the attention you're getting, you deserve, man. Excellent job. And, you know, we really appreciate you coming on and doing this with us. It's really cool.
Yeah, man, and I'm gonna just say exactly what Ray said. We really appreciate you coming on. This was really cool for us to do. Ray was just like, you know what, man, I'm gonna reach out and see if he'd be willing to come on the show. And when we got the response, we're like, this is great. Like, this is really, really cool. We're very small right now. We're local, so having somebody like you on is really great. And we do have a ton of people watching right now. This is hands down the highest amount of views we've had at one time. So
wow, cool.
You're helping us out, and I hope that at some point we can help you out too. So I guess one of my last questions, Ray, I don't know if you have any others. So as far as popcorn goes, I got to ask this question: Are you like a extra butter guy? Do you like just a simple like kettle corn style, or are you like a movie theater like loaded up? What's your popcorn style like?
I just extra butter. There you go. Extra butter. And my body is proof.
We all are. We all got the dad bods going on.
Yeah,
yeah, we got the dad bods. That's for sure.
That's awesome. So Diet Mountain Dew, extra butter popcorn. That might be dinner tonight. I'm not sure.
That's what the Diet Mountain Dew is for, so I can have the extra butter.
That's it. That's
you got to cut corner somewhere, right?
Yeah.
I love it, man.
Absolutely.
Well, I think we pretty much answered everything that I had. I mean, do you have any questions for us at all before you know, we let you do your thing?
No, I'm good, man. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Hey, no, absolutely. Well,
listen, Trenton, we hope to maybe have you on again sometime in the near future here, man. We have your contact info now, so if you need anything from us, not that we're going to, you know, do anything crazy, you know what I mean? But if you need anything or, you know, you ever come to Connecticut, man, and you're in Connecticut, please let us know. We'd love to meet up with you and talk to you in person. And who knows, maybe one day we'll be out there in Ohio and we can meet up and have a beer or something sometime.
Cool. That sounds good.
Sounds good. All right. And thank you again, Trenton, so much for coming on. We appreciate it. And best of luck to you, your family, and your son in college. We'll be keeping track of those statistics, and hopefully he has a great career and he stays healthy.
All right. I appreciate it, guys.
All right, Trent. Thank you so much, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Awesome.
All right. What do you think about that, Trent?
That was awesome. That was pretty cool. What a down to earth guy. I mean, you can't ask for a better guest. I mean, he's just super cool, super humbled by everything, which is like,
yeah.
I don't know how you handle like 1.5. This just happened the other day. This isn't brand new news, people. Right. This just happened, like, you know, five, 6 days ago, and he got over 1.5 million views. He's literally taken over the internet. And we had a lot of people watching. I'm glad all you guys tuned in. We appreciate it so much.
Absolutely.
It was great.
We talked to him a little bit before the show started, and you exactly said it, Ray. It was, he's humble. He's not looking for any attention. He's just like a guy. He's just a guy. He's no, you know, supports his family, and obviously he's got a very talented family as far as, you know, the sports and the singing goes. Yeah. Super amazing, and I'm really glad, Ray, that you reached out, because it was kind of a shot in the dark, honestly. You sent me the video, Kevin Skolchek, News Rocky, he sent us the link, and he's like, hey, you guys got to watch this. And Ray reached out, and it was almost immediate. They're like, yeah, I'd love to come on. This is great. And it's pretty cool, because we're just right now a small, you know, local podcast. We're kind of gaining some traction, so it was great to have somebody on the show that's got some national attention. I mean, CNN, New York Times, a whole bunch of people covered this, and not to mention the over, you know, 1.5 million views that he's got. Yeah. So
watch out for those do not boys.
Watch out for those boys. do not boys.
Nah, listen, it was fun. I mean, that's what it's about anyway. It's all about spreading, like, you know, positive vibes, good things that are happening. Obviously, we've seen so much negativity in our lives with all of this crap going on between the rioting and the looting and COVID-19 and, you know, everything else that's going on in your life. You're not working. The kids are homeschooling. You know, to see a story like this and see what this guy did and the amount of courage that it took for him to handle the business, my hat goes off to him. And we're both very appreciative of the fact that we even had a chance the opportunity to sit down, have a conversation, ask a couple questions, and get some, you know, organic answers.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about. So
it was cool. He was a great guy, and you know, listen, you know, we're definitely going to talk to this guy again. I feel like, you know, when it comes to Ohio State football, and hopefully we'll get to meet him one of these days if he ever comes.
You might kick me to the curb. I told him I'm not an Ohio State guy, and you know, you might just be like, I don't want to talk to those dudes.
That's true. That's true. So, yeah. So for those who are just tuning in with us, if you just hopped on, we just had Trenton Brown on. He's a media sensation right now. He did an awesome rendition of the national anthem at his son's basketball game. Amazing, amazing guy. One of the nicest, just down-to-earth people I've had the pleasure of meeting. And again, thank you, News Rocky, Kevin Skolchek, for sending us that video. And Ray, awesome job getting him to come on, man. That's great.
Well, absolutely. It was my pleasure, and hopefully we can get some more stories like this on there so we can talk about it, because we're about.
It's, yes, of course, it's sports related, and it's you know, a sports story, but at the same time, you know, Ray, we talk about other things besides sports. You know what I mean? It's not always about the NFC East and how awesome the Giants are playing right now.
Speaking of the NFC East. Let's just dive right into the NFC East.
It's about, you know, everybody coming together. Like, I mean, how cool the national anthem, like the way that the nation has been divided lately. It was just a cool story, and we're glad to have him on. It was really cool. And as far as I know, we might be the first, like, podcast social media platform to have a live interview with him. I haven't seen any other ones. If somebody can let me know about that, that would be awesome, because that would be pretty cool.
All right, cool. NFC East. Let's talk about the NFC East.
NFC East. I just want to say something real quick, Ray, and I'm going to say it because this is the truth. I did not pick the Giants to win. I went with Seahawks against the spread. I did not expect the Giants defense to come out and play like they did. Unbelievable effort. Joe Judge coached a hell of a game. The Seahawks are obviously a great team, but I didn't expect them to win that game. I don't think a lot of Giants fans did. Your thoughts on it? What did you think about the game?
All I can say is that Russ is having an awful turn of the season. He started out so well. Yeah, he's falling apart. He has no protection. The Giants defense is legit. The Giants have a legit defense. I can't not say that they don't. Blake Martinez was a huge addition to that defense over the year.
Huge.
Over the summer. So
he came from Green Bay. Martinez came from Green Bay.
He was a Green Bay Packer, yeah. He's a stud. So, you know what? We'll see. I mean, if Danny Dimeless comes back, and we'll see what he does. You're not doing that great. I mean, you're doing pretty good with that other guy, that running back I've never heard of.
Gallman.
Wayne Gallman. So, yeah.
I'll tell you what.
I think the biggest news in the NFC this week, or NFC today, NFC East, what is the biggest news today? Jalen Hurts is going to be stepping in this week as a starting quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. What do you think on that?
I think it was I think it was going to happen at some point this year. Carson Wentz is not the answer for the Eagles. He's playing terrible football. They signed him to all that money. I don't really even know what they're going to do with that contract. I would like to look up and see what kind of guaranteed money that this
guy. 128. The contract was 4 years for $128 million. I'm not sure what's guaranteed.
Did you say 4 years, 128?
4 years, 128 was Wentz's contract.
Oh God. Oh God. Yeah. That's a nightmare. That's a nightmare.
Yeah. So I'm not sure what's going to happen with that. I'm looking forward to it. I don't think Jalen Hurts is going to make a difference. The Philadelphia Eagles are a very bad football team. Their offense stinks. Their defense stinks. They don't have an offensive line to protect the quarterback. They don't really have any wide receivers to throw the ball to either. I mean, they're picking up guys off the street that are catching 10 balls for 200 yards, and that's like once in a blue moon. Right. I'm referring to Travis Fulgham, the rookie Jalen Reagor. He's pretty good. He's a lot of upside. But other than that, huge news coming out of the NFC East today. Jalen Hurts from Alabama.
Alabama.
I would play the song right now, but I'm not hooked up the way I want to get hooked up. Once again, guys, if you just joined us, we had a great guest on. We're live from home. Our studio is under construction. Wait till you see this show in about 2 weeks. It's going to blow your socks off. And I'm not just saying that. But anyhow, another big game, Washington football team. The Washington football team took down the undefeated 11-0, now 11-1, Pittsburgh Steelers. All I got to say is this. Reality check time, boys. Reality check. Yep. I ranted about it on Sunday. I wasn't wrong because guess what happened on Monday? Now, did they play a lot of football games? Yes, they did. Does that matter? No, it doesn't.
Right.
A loss is a loss and a win is a win. You got the loss. I mean, it was coming anyway. It was coming anyway.
So. Listen, I worked a double, so I didn't get to catch much of the game, but I will say I'm happy for our boy Kev Mike, who's a Redskins fan. I mean, I think we all kind of predicted that the Steelers weren't going to finish the season undefeated. I don't think I saw the loss at Washington. I just didn't see it. I mean, you look at the teams and you're like, okay, well, Washington struggled. Their defense is pretty good. Their defense is going to be very good, but I think, the Steelers did play a lot of football. I think that's also another conversation we can have, Ray, because, we talk about this COVID situation and the schedule and teams not having quarterbacks and teams playing three games and some teams taking a couple weeks off. Where at what point do we say, okay, you know, we kind of talked about it with Major League Baseball. At what point do we say, you know what, maybe is this season kind of like just a, I don't want to say a wash, but is it going to be one of those like
an
unprecedented year for sports? So,
no.
I mean, what do you think about that?
No, I think at the end of the day, you put the team on the field, baseball, even basketball, football. I mean, if they get through the season, I mean, I'm thinking they should by now. I mean, they're already in we're going to be heading into week 14 next week.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's going by so quick, too. It's going by so fast.
Dude, Christmas is in like 2 weeks.
I'm not even done shopping, bro.
Shopping?
Oh, you haven't chopped yet?
Listen, I'm going to go to Kohl's and buy – or not even Kohl's. I'm going to buy a bag of Kohl. And I don't know. Maybe I'll carve something in it like, I love you. Merry Christmas.
Heather, I hope you're not listening to this. He's not going to get you Kohl for Christmas.
Oh, no. I wasn't referring to Heather. No. We'll get there. It's around the corner. I hope the season ends. I hope the season finishes.
I think at this point it will, though. I think, and I just actually read an article. They're saying that the COVID cases are actually down. They've been going down. They're they're starting to, I guess you could say, I don't want to say flatten the curve, because every single time we look, there's the Steelers are rescheduling a game, the Ravens are rescheduling a game, the Titans, you know, whatever.
Titans, Raiders, Patriots. I mean, so many teams have been affected by COVID this year. I mean, the Patriots have 14 guys that aren't playing this year because they decided not to play this season due to coronavirus. We're 6-6. We have a better record than the New York Football Giants.
Yeah,
we're doing pretty good considering where we're at. I mean, we have two pretty good teams in our conference, in our division, in the AFC East. The Dolphins are playing well. The Buffalo Bills are playing really well, really, really good. Yeah. They're going to be a team maybe in the end. Maybe they'll sneak into the AFC Championship game. Nobody's beating Kansas City. But, you know, it's football. So who knows? Maybe we run the table. We finish 10-6. There's nothing to say that we can't get in. There's nothing to say that.
No, I mean, and even
I'm not expecting it, believe me, but I would love to see it happen. I mean, you want to talk about coach of the year. Dude, people aren't talking Bill Belichick, and I'm not just saying it because I'm a Pats fan. Considering what he has and what he's done with this football team, we're legit. This is a legit 6-6. We could be – I mean, we could have added two or three more wins to that win total. We lost to Kansas City. The Kansas City game was a tight game with a backup quarterback, two of them.
Yeah.
Belichick is coaching butt off this year. This is probably one of his best years coaching. We have six losses.
Right.
He's doing a lot with a little.
Yeah. No, you're 100%.
But, you know, there are some other guys doing a great job. So.
Right. So let's talk about a game real quick. And I know we have some Raiders fans that follow our show and tune in with us pretty much every week on every episode. How about that Raiders game?
The Raiders are horrible.
I mean, man, like that was. I mean, first of all, the last play of that game was just, I mean, gut wrenching. But
did John Gruden send Greg Williams a text like, "Bring the house so I can throw the ball over the top"?
I don't know what happened, but they had to know that was coming. I don't know.
That was stupid. And the fact that you have your own guys coming out in an interview and calling you out, well, no wonder why you got fired less than 24 hours later, because that was a stupid, stupid call.
Yeah.
That's about as bad as playing prevent.
Right.
The prevent defense prevents you from winning. That's why it's called the prevent.
Right.
You blitz the house. Ruggs is one of the fastest receivers in the NFL. You're never going to blitz the house against the Kansas City Chiefs with the cheetah.
No.
Right, with Tyreek Hill. Henry Ruggs isn't Tyreek Hill. But if you want to put them side by side on the track, I don't think they're going to be that. There's not going to be that much separation between the two of them. Those are two of the fastest guys in the NFL.
Shame
on the Jets. I hope you go winless.
But listen, so one of the best parts about this whole Jets loss was all the videos that came out of the fans, like, you know, family members taking videos of, like, they're diehard Jets fans, and the Jets are cheering against winning. They're like, no, let them win. Let them win. We need Trevor. We need Trevor. We need Trevor. So I think it's hilarious how we have these Jets fans that are like, at this point, let's just go winless. Let's just lose every game so we can get Trevor. Just end the season. Dr. De Niro said it first. Just end the season. Just exit the stadium. Oh, my God, the Jets. I would have been devastated for Raiders fans if they lost that game. That should not have even have been a game. But, I mean, it shouldn't have been that close, and it shouldn't have come down to that last play. I mean, I think that's pretty much common sense there, I think.
No. Listen, I would have been wearing a bag over my head if I had a Raiders t-shirt on, because that would have been embarrassing.
It was rough. I'm going to get tattooed by Tommy this weekend. I have my appointment finally that got rescheduled because of COVID. So we will have an in-depth conversation about the Raiders, and he's a very frustrated Raiders fan. And we're going to have Tommy on the show again here coming up pretty soon. Once the studio is all done and we can get situated again, guys, thank you for tuning in. This has been one of our higher viewed shows so far that we've had. I mean, we had a pretty amazing guest. Trenton Brown came on, and obviously, if you guys didn't see the first half of the episode, we had a great interview with him, about a half hour long, 20 minutes to a half hour. Go back and watch. He was great. He's a gentleman, absolute, just nice guy. Would love to get to hang out with that guy in person and have some extra butter popcorn and Diet Mountain Dew. This dude was great. So it is the Ray Bones and Otter Show. It is a Tuesday night. at 7:50. Again, as you can see, we're in our own homes tonight because the studio is getting a complete revamp. Wait until you guys see what is going to happen over at Pi Hop's studio with Helms Media Group. We got some really awesome things planned. We basically got an eviction notice for the week. You know, we got a call from
a Tuesday night eviction. That's all right.
Tuesday night eviction. That's it. So we should be back on Friday. If not, then Ray and I will come up with a plan where we can be together, whether we do a remote show or something, because we will, we want to get back in there, but we have, we got some stuff going on. We got to be patient. Patience is a virtue.
I don't have that.
Ray is not a patient person. Ray wants to be 100% ready to rock and roll all the time.
Yeah, I'm running through the streets.
That's it.
And listen, if you guys are paying attention, check the bottom of our screen. We got on the ticker Helms Media Group Christmas holiday dinner drive. It's this week. It started yesterday. It's going to go to Saturday the 12th. We're going to be there on Friday the 11th. We're going to be down there. We're going to be taking donations, whatever you guys want to give, right on the green at the town hall, City of Norwich. Let's help the needy. Let's help the people who are unfortunate that might not be in the same situation that we are in. It's Christmas time. It's a time of giving. It's a time of caring. It's a time of, you know, taking care of your friends and your family. And let's take care of those who really need it. So stop down this week. We're going to be there on Friday all day, 9 a.m. to probably 5. I'm thinking somewhere around there before our show. And, you know, come say hello to us. Come drop off a donation. Doesn't have to be anything big. But, you know, you're impacting somebody else's life. Kind of like the way Trent impacted our life, you know, and a lot of others' life. Stepping up to the plate, belting out the national anthem, and completely knocking everybody's socks off. It gave me goosebumps. I hope it gave you goosebumps as well. I know it did. And then you grab your bag of popcorn and your Diet Mountain Dew like you own it. And that's what he did. So,
like I said, Ray, I had some people reach out to me and say, like, oh my God, what a great job. But one of the best parts was when he sat down on the bench and he just started eating popcorn. Like nothing happened. Like nothing happened.
I agree.
That just goes to show you how cool and down to earth this guy is. He loves his popcorn. He loves his Diet Mountain Dew. So, we'll be sure if we get to hang out with him one day that we'll order a couple Mountain Dews. Maybe we may have to put a little something extra in there, you know, to celebrate his success and everything like that. So
yeah, I'm thinking maybe like some Tito's or, you know, maybe some, I don't know. I don't even know what you put in Mountain Dew.
I guess you could do Tito. I mean, you could put Tito's pretty much in anything, right? You could do some Tito's, maybe a little, maybe like a little lime flavored vodka or like something like that. I mean, you're a bartender. What do you put in Mountain Dew?
Listen, you don't go to a bar. No bar serves Mountain Dew, first of all. not in the gun. Maybe in a bottle. But.
Right. Gotcha. Oh, man. So, yeah, Ray. Hey,
we didn't go to DraftKings this week, huh?
No.
Search and short. Why don't you talk about that real quick?
I was gonna bring that up. So for those who are watching, and we may have some new listeners on watching right now, but yeah, so we do a DraftKings every single week, guys. It's we try to do a 30-person contest. If the match doesn't fill the 30 people, they do not run the contest. This is the first time we've ever not filled one in the 14 weeks that was that week 13 last week, Ray?
Yeah.
13. So in the 13 weeks we've been doing our DraftKings league, we haven't ever missed a match. There may be one other one cause there was a little bit of a technical issue on DraftKings side. But, this week we had 29 out of 30 guys. We had 29 out of 30. It's a $10 game. The winner wins like $135. The second place I think gets around $85, and then third place is roughly in the $45 range, I think. So we didn't have a contest this week. So this week I'm going to set the contest for tomorrow. I'll be sending invites out. We have like 56 or 57 people in our DraftKings league. So what I would suggest is you don't have to fill out your roster right away. You can actually enter into the contest. It's $10. Obviously, there's no pressure. We don't pressure anybody to play. $10. You can save your spot in the contest. All you got to do is just hit in the top left corner when you enter it. Just hit draft later. Your spot is saved. So if you don't know if there's going to be somebody that's going to be injured or somebody that's going to be out maybe the day of, that's happened to me before where I'm looking at my lineup and 5 minutes before 1 o'clock, it says, hey, you know, somebody's out, you can switch. So make sure you save your spot. It's a fun thing that we do every week. Ray, real quick, speaking of DraftKings, big news today out of the Foxwoods Casino, which is right down the road from us. Foxwoods Resort Casino over in Mashantucket, Connecticut, has officially partnered up with DraftKings as their sports betting company, right? So kind of starting to see a little bit of a stepping stone in the sports betting world and possibly having it, you know, become legal here in Connecticut, which I think is right around the corner. I don't think it's too far off. Clearly, if Foxwoods is signing up with DraftKings, you're going to see some stuff happen. Exciting times for Connecticut and for people like us who love to every once in a while throw some money around.
Who throws money around?
I throw $10 around every week on DraftKings.
Yeah. All right. I was just checking. I don't know if you had a pile of money you're hiding somewhere.
Oh, no. But, no. That's why I get my $10 a week allowance to go to DraftKings.
Yeah, no, I think it's great, and I'm excited for it. And, you know, hopefully it doesn't affect too many people's lives because they decide that they're just going to bet all their money on football games.
Right, right. Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's – yeah.
You never know.
No, you never know. So pretty cool. So like I said, guys, that contest will be up tomorrow morning, first thing in the morning. I usually set it up around 7. So don't forget to play, guys. It's a lot of fun. We have fun doing it. Can't win if you don't play. We did not trademark that. That is not our saying. That is the Connecticut State Lottery saying, I believe.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think so. I'm not sure. Wow. Don't forget, too, guys, Fridays at 6 o'clock, sharp 5. Ray, you don't happen to have the records in front of you, do you?
I don't know.
You don't? All right. So Dr. De Niro, he's our football guy. He's our points guy. He's our spreads guy.
He's our fantasy football guy. He's murdering fantasy football.
He does DraftKings. He does the DK Millie Smash too.
Has been really good.
Yeah. He's been killing it with the DraftKings DK Millie Smash. Really, listen, if you guys do play DraftKings, it's not just for us. If you're in another league or you just play randomly, listen to his expertise and his knowledge on the prices that it costs for certain players. Who's a good pick depending on who they're playing. I mean, it's a 15 to 20 minute show that Ray does with Dr. De Niro every Friday at 6. Don't forget to check it out. Sharp 5, Do Not Sports started that. It's awesome. And he had a couple rough weeks, but so didn't everybody. I think we have an individual picks thing that we do on our show. We've been way off for a couple weeks. These games have just kind of flipped us upside down. It happens to everybody. So, you know, we're looking forward to week 14. What do we got for games this week, Ray, for college football? I don't even have the schedule up. Not college football. I'm sorry, NFL.
For the NFL this week?
Yeah.
Well, Pat's got a tough one this week. We're going out to LA. Okay. We got the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
As far as you know, real good, solid football games.
How about Vikings Bucks?
That's a good one.
You got Vikings, Bucks.
Listen, they both teams have to win. Teams have to win. The Cowboys Bengals game. I mean, I know it sounds like a dumpster fire, and it is, but the Cowboys aren't out of it yet.
No, they're not.
Giants have the Cardinals. That's not going to be a walk in the park for the Giants. And then the Washington football team plays the Niners. So I mean, you guys both have tough games. I don't see either one of you getting a W this week, but what the hell do I know? I was wrong last week. Listen,
I didn't see the Giants getting a W against the Seahawks, and I don't think anybody saw the Washington football team get a W against the Steelers. But let's think about it this way, Ray, right? So we beat the Seahawks, who are a better team than the Arizona Cardinals. The Giants could beat the Cardinals, right? And let's be real, the Washington football team could beat the 49ers.
I don't think they can.
You don't think so?
I mean, they could. Any given Sunday. I can't believe the Giants beat the freaking – I can't believe the Giants won. I really can't. I'm still shocked. Another good game, though, this week. Pittsburgh's traveling to Orchard Park to take on the Buffalo Bills.
That's going to be a great game.
They might lose two games in a row. And then Monday night, they're going to give us the Ravens and the Browns. That's another huge game. I mean,
how about Baker Mayfield? We didn't even talk about Baker Mayfield in the day he had on Sunday.
Well, I think Baker Mayfield just had that game where he just played out of his ass. I'm not even gonna be blunt about it. I'm not sold on Baker Mayfield. I hope he can continue to play at the level that he's playing at right now.
Yeah,
I would love to see it. I really would. I was a Baker fan when he came out. I kind of liked his swag. I mean, was he a dick? Yeah, he was, but I kind of liked it.
Yeah,
I love how he stuck the flag right in the middle of the field at was that Ohio State, I think.
It was.
That was Ohio State. I love that. I mean, who does that?
It was one of those things where you're like, this kid is – he's got that cockiness to him. But
he's a hothead.
Yeah, 100% a hothead. It seems like, though, he has certainly calmed himself down over the past year or so. Maybe got a little bit of a reality check last year. I mean, he played some really bad football last year. He just wasn't very good. But he played out of his mind on Sunday. I was kind of happy for him. Just because he's a much better – I think, Ray, he's a much better quarterback than what he shows. I think he's got a ton of talent, but he just kind of – he kind of gets in his own way, and I think playing in Cleveland I don't think is easy with the coaching staff, and I don't think he clicks with everybody really. I don't know.
Yeah, listen, Cleveland's 8-3. I mean, there's something clicking, or 9-3 now, clearly. Right?
I mean, they're the worst football team with that good of a record, I can tell you that much.
I thought they were too, and then they stopped Tennessee. They're not the worst football team.
They're not.
Tennessee's been beating teams. Tennessee's been falling on their face. I have no idea what Vrabel's doing.
Yeah.
I think Vrabel's a remarkable. He's a smart coach. He knows the ins and outs of the trickeration of the rules. He's a disciple of Belichick, obviously. But Tennessee, come on, man. You just got smashed by
I don't know what happened with that. That was kind of a bizarre game.
They fell off. They fell down real quick. I'm not sold on Cleveland, but I don't think Cleveland is as bad as I think they are.
Yep.
I think they're pretty good. And they're going to give Pittsburgh a run. They're going to give Baltimore a run. I mean, that division is going to have two teams coming out of there. It's going to be Cleveland and Pittsburgh or Cleveland. Right. I don't know if Baltimore's got it this year. They needed the preseason. Lamar Jackson needed the preseason more than anybody in the NFL. He is not playing nearly even remotely close to his MVP level last year. He has fallen off tremendously.
Now there's
two guys for the MVP. I mean, who do you got?
My MVP is Patrick Mahomes. That's my guy.
Him or A-Rod.
Yeah.
A-Rod's playing out of his mind. The guy doesn't turn the ball over. I mean, his touchdowns to interceptions ratio is really good.
He just threw his 400th career touchdown to Devontae Adams, which was pretty cool. That was a cool thing. Like, Devontae Adams took a knee and just kind of, like, handed him the ball. Like, you're the man. This is, thought that was pretty cool.
Listen, he's one of the best that we got to watch. We're fortunate enough to
– Yeah.
He's spoiled with so many quarterbacks. I mean, we're just –
My God, yeah.
We've seen the best play in the last 30 years.
We really have. I mean, Patrick Mahomes.
Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, Tom Brady,
there's just so many.
Keep going down the line. There's a lot more, I mean, Steve Young.
Yeah.
Yep. Steve Young's still my favorite 49er quarterback. If I had to pick Steve Young or Joe Montana, I'm taking Steve Young. I love the way Steve Young played the game.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Absolutely.
John Elway.
Yeah, so we got the Colts and Raiders, we got the Packers, Lions, Washington 49ers, Saints, Eagles, Falcons, Chargers, Jets, Seahawks, Cowboys, Bengals. I mean, you would like to hope that you would see the Cowboys walk away with a win from that one. What do you think about the Chiefs, Dolphins, or Texans, Bears? I think those will be two. The Texans and Bears might be an interesting game.
I'm not going to pay too much attention to the Texans-Bears game because I don't think either team has a shot.
Right.
The Dolphins game, though.
Yeah.
There's something on the line there with the Dolphins because the Dolphins are – they're right there, man. They're right there. They're in the playoff picture. So.
Yeah. So I was attempting to get Kev Mike on. I sent him an invite to join the stream here for a minute, just so he can kind of give us a rundown on what it felt like as a Washington football fan to get that big victory. He's on his way home. He works all sorts of crazy hours. So we're really hoping to get him on here shortly. Again, guys, thank you guys for joining in with us. It is 8 o'clock on Tuesday. We had Trenton Brown on. What an awesome guest he was. And that was kind of our main goal for tonight, was to talk to him and talk a little bit about his awesome overnight celebrity status that he's got going on right now. So pretty cool. Again, one more time, guys, before we'll probably wrap it up here shortly. Mm-hmm. And cause we got some other stuff that we got to do. We got to take care of business for the show on Friday. This is almost kind of a full-time thing. There's a lot of stuff that we do, guys, behind the scenes that to put these shows together and that a lot of people don't get to see. So
listen, tune in tonight. Actually, it's on in 1 minute. We're going to have the Cowboys and the Ravens. That's going to be on TV.
That'll be starting in a minute.
We got a little Tuesday night NFL. I mean, yeah. I guess that's one good thing about Corona.
Yeah, I'm not upset about seeing football on more than just Monday, Thursdays, and Sundays. That's for sure.
No, and listen, there's some good basketball on TV. College hoops are on. College hoops is.
And UConn, the UConn game got canceled again. Correct.
I know Saturday got canceled against NC State, but 9:30 tonight, Illinois is the number 6 ranked team in the country. They're going down to Duke.
Yep.
Duke's ranked 10, so you got two top 10 teams playing in some college hoops. There was a big upset last week. Who got knocked off? I'm going to hold that thought. But
that's okay.
College basketball is amazing. Any team can win. Any team can win a college basketball game. It's not like
we're certainly happy to see it back. We're certainly happy to see the bubble at Mohegan Sun. That's pretty cool. We'll see what the future holds for college basketball. Hopefully they can finish the season out and they can continue to play and have success there. Again, guys, one more time before we sign off, we're going to cut it a tad bit short tonight. Again, Friday, if you guys are around downtown Norwich area, please come by City Hall, 100 Broadway, for the Helms Media Rescue Christmas Holiday Dinner fundraiser. Come by with whatever, guys. We gift cards. Come by and make a donation. Come by and come and talk to us. I'm going to be working that day. I will be down there hanging out pending me having to do other things at work. But I will be down there. Come down and meet us. Come and talk to us. We'll have News Rocky. Kevin Skolchik will be down there. Peter Helms. We'll have some other people that have been involved with the Helms Media Group down there. It's basically with Helms Media Group, Salvation Army, Back the Blue, and the Norwich Police Department. So we have some really great things going on down there. We will be down there pretty much all day until roughly 5 o'clock. And then Ray and I got to do a show. So we're going to be basically living down there at Pie Hops for the day. And don't forget Friday, guys, 6 o'clock, we have the Sharp 5. And during the day, obviously, we'll be down there for the food drive. And then we'll have our show at 7 o'clock. So, Ray, before we sign off, we got anything else going on or what?
No, I think I'm good, man. You guys stay tuned. We'll pop on here and there like we have been a little bit lately. We'll keep you guys updated, and I'll definitely give you my opinion on what I think, whether I'm right or I'm wrong.
Excellent. All right, everybody, thank you very much for joining us tonight. Don't forget to rewatch this episode. It'll be on Facebook. It's also on YouTube. So if you guys, for some reason you don't feel like watching on Facebook, head over to our YouTube channel. Click subscribe. And don't forget to come and visit us Friday down at City Hall in Norwich, Connecticut, 100 Broadway, literally right across the street from our studio over at 80 Broadway at Pie Hops. Thank you so much. I want to give a shout out again to Trenton Brown and his family for allowing us to talk to him tonight. We wish the best for him and his family and his son, who's going to be going to play some D2 college football. And, again, don't forget, guys, Friday, come down and see us all day down at City Hall in downtown Norwich. And Ray, got nothing else, man. If you want to take us out, I know we don't have any exit music or anything tonight. So
yeah, we're going straight from the Right from the streets. We're on the streets, man. We got kicked out. So
We got evicted.
We got evicted for the night. We'll be back on a Friday. We're going to bring a lot of energy. We always get fired up in the studio. It's different. It's a different thing. Different. It's different, like, you know,
posture. Yeah, this was cool. You know, it was easy. You know, and like I said, it is what it is. Patience is a virtue. We got some really great things coming along, guys. So we appreciate everybody who's been following us and been giving us support and telling us how great of a job we've been doing. Don't forget to reach out to us, guys, and let us know if there's topics you want us to talk about or if there's people you want us to try and get a hold of to bring on the show to talk about something. Let us know. We're an open book. We're willing to take suggestions. We're good with criticism. Let us know. And we're only looking to get bigger and better. So thank you all for the continued support. We actually just reached over 900 followers on Facebook, which is great. Thank you so much. And we do have some updated episodes coming to you guys. We've been a little behind on the iTunes and Spotify thing. For those who don't have this, we should have those in the coming week. So we'll catch up with our library of episodes we got going on. So yeah, thank you guys so much for checking in with us. And we will talk to you guys on Friday. See ya.
Deuces. We're out. Mm-hmm.